We want to welcome you back to the Word for Life Radio Ministry at Brookside Baptist Church. I'm Pastor Greg Huffman. The last couple of times, we've been talking about Job and fear, and how Job was a man that was just racked with fear, racked with worry. He was afraid of losing his kids. He was afraid of losing his health and his wealth. And in fact, he did lose his kids. He did lose his health, and he did lose his wealth. Well, you say, well, so his fears were realized. Yes, that's exactly what Job said. That which I greatly feared has come upon me. But God allowed all those things to take place because God wanted him to stop worrying and stop being afraid and live the rest of his life with joy and peace. And we were pointing out the last time we met that in Job chapter 38, God was helping Job to understand, you've been thinking about yourself, Job. Start thinking about me, because I'm the one that puts wisdom in the inward parts. I give understanding to your heart. Then notice in chapter 39 and verse 13, givest thou the godly wings unto the peacocks, or wings and feathers unto the ostrich, which leaveth her eggs in the earth and warmeth them in dust, and forgetteth not that the foot may crush them, or that the wild beast may break them? She is hardened against her young ones, as though they were not hers. Her labor is in vain without fear. Do you see that? Animals are not afraid. Verse 17, because God hath deprived her of wisdom, neither hath he imparted to her understanding. Isn't that interesting? He says, wow, here's an ostrich that has wings but doesn't fly. Very fast, but yet it always runs in a symmetrical circle. Therefore, he always gets caught. Lays its eggs in a beaten path. He leaves the eggs without further care. God's care for his creation is so evidenced in God's word. But he's saying, Job, this animal is not afraid. This animal knows nothing of fear. And you are living your life in fear. And then he goes to chapter 40. And he says to Job, I want to answer you, Job. And it's an amazing thing to me that Job hadn't said anything in the midst of this conversation. But God was answering his heart thoughts. God knows our heart thoughts. And he will answer our heart thoughts, our worries and our fears, as we study his word. God said, shall he that contendeth with the Almighty instruct him? He that reproveth God, let him answer it. Then Job answered the Lord and said, behold, I am vile. What shall I answer thee? I will lay my hand upon my mouth. Job's problem, he was doubting God. You know what he called himself? He said, I'm vile. We don't often think of it being vile when we doubt God, but God's word says that it is. Notice what Job said, once have I spoken, but I will not answer, yea, twice, but I will proceed no further. In other words, Job said, okay, Lord, I'm done. I'm done arguing with you. I'm done trying to demand answers. I'm done trying to figure out what's going on. I will trust you and give you the opportunity to take charge. In other words, there are no yes, but responses. We all understand those, don't we? God says, this is what I want to have. Yes, but when we finally reach the point that we are all out of yes, but responses, then God is able to teach us. God is able to then say, I am trustworthy. Notice what he said in verse 9 of Job 40. Hast thou an arm like God? Or can you thunder with a voice like him? We have no voice at all. It's too weak to argue. He said in verse 12, look on everyone that is proud and bring him low and tread down the wicked in their place. In other words, he's saying, Job, I can bring the proud people low with just a look. Just a look. Can you do that? And finally, Job realized, my attitude has to change. See, Job's attitude didn't change because he gained knowledge about suffering, but because he gained knowledge about God. And the same thing is true for you and me. Our attitude is not going to change about our worries and about our fears because we gain knowledge about suffering, But it's going to change because we gain knowledge about God. And that's exactly what Job said in verse number 2 of chapter 42. I know that thou canst do everything, and that no thought can be withholden from thee. Underline that phrase, thou canst do everything. When he finally realized that God was in control and he could do everything, then he said, I repent. In verse 6 of chapter 42, wherefore I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. In other words, he said, my attitudes of fear and worry are sin. Sin. And I have to reach the point that I recognize those as sin. You know, when you and I reach that same point that we're able to say, Lord, I am going to repent of my sin of worry. And at that point, we begin to understand we have a God that can be in charge. We have a God that can do whatever we need. Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 17 says, Ah, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. Jeremiah 32, 17. We go over to verse 19, great in counsel and mighty in work, for thine eyes are open upon all the ways of the sons of men, to give everyone according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doing. God's eyes are open to you, my friend. He knows everything you're facing. That's why he is Jehovah Elroy. He is the strong one who sees. He sees everything that you're going through, and he's strong enough to do something about it when you reach the point of trusting in him. Verse 27 of the same chapter, Jeremiah 32, 27. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? And so we see then that Job is finally learning, I can trust. And as soon as he learned to trust, his fears were gone. He'd lived 60 years in fear. The Bible tells us in the next to the last verse in the book of Job that Job lived 140 years after all of this took place. 140 years. And it says in the last verse, so Job died, being old and full of days. That word full of days means at peace and mature. At peace and mature. You see, Job was only a third of the way through his life when God had the conversation with Satan. And he didn't want his beloved servant to live the other two-thirds of his life in fear and trepidation and worry. And so he brought Job through the test so that he could give him peace and maturity. You see, during times of suffering, God wants to make us better. God didn't initiate the conversation with Satan to make him bitter. God didn't send Job 7 months of grief just because he could. He wanted to send him 140 years of peace. And so you see, God's in control. 140 years of peace in the next to the last verse of Job. It could be that you're suffering today. It could be that you're facing some very, very difficult times. God wants you to take a stand like a man of God or like a lady of God. God wants you to learn that it's better to know God than to know answers. You may want to write that down. It's better to know God than to know answers. And as soon as we get beyond the demanding for answers, which we may never learn, but we can certainly know God because we have his word. Once that happens, we begin to trust the sovereignty of God. I keep in my attaché case a list of all of the verses that are significant to me in relationship to God being in control, the sovereignty of God, and God's care for me, and God's protection for me, and God's provision for me, and God's pointing the way for me. And every time I begin to face fear myself, and it comes many, many times, I get back to, but God is in control. And so I have to repent of the sin of worry and complaining. That might be a good thing for you to do today, my friend. Repent of the sin of worry and complaining. You see, faith for Job came from hearing God's words. Faith for you will come from hearing God's words. The Bible tells us in Romans 10:17 that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And then by obeying the Word of God. James 1:22, be doers of the Word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. And so if you want to reach the point that you stop worrying and you start trusting, you have to first of all know God, know His Word, and then obey God. And stop fearing the loss of your job or your health or maybe love from someone or success or wealth or safety, and start trusting the God who controls all of these, knowing that God will come through. And I'm sure if we could hear from each one of you, you could tell us a significant story. You could tell us what it's like to go through a very, very difficult time. The question that you need to answer is, okay, what have I learned about God? What have I learned about others? And what have I learned about myself? Because God never wastes suffering. And when God allows you to go through times of suffering, God wants you to learn something about others, that they are not the enemy. Because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, that's people, but against principalities, rulers of darkness in high places. It's a satanic warfare. When you are taking a stand for God, Satan will attack you. It's satanic warfare, but many times he'll use people. But never look at people as the enemy. Satan is the enemy. People are never the enemy. And that way you're able to learn something about people. You learn something about God and something about yourself. So as I come to the end of this broadcast, let me remind you something I said a few moments ago. It is better to know God than to know answers. And I trust that these last couple of broadcasts are going to be sufficient enough for you to just saturate yourself in the Word of God. Joseph, Job, Daniel, David, these men who through time became tremendous men of faith and men that God could use because they learned through their times of fear that they had a God in heaven. And that's exactly what God wants you to be able to say. There is a God in heaven. And when you learn more about God and know God, you won't have to know the answers, because knowing God is what it's all about. So until the next time, I trust the Lord will bless you in a fantastic way.